Welcome to installment number 24 of the podcast we're calling 25 for 25, a look back at the first 25 years of Oink Inc. Radio. We're about to feature our second favorite spot of all time. I'm Dan Price, along with my partner slash brother Jim Price.
Hello.
And we want to thank you, as always, for joining us as we present some of our favorite work during our first 25 years. The tension is getting so thick, you can cut it with a knife.
Indeed.
As we are on to our second favorite spot of all time. We have been, if you're just sort of joining us, reviewing, revisiting, and reliving lots of spots from our 25 years, hearing from clients that we had 20, 25 years ago and more recent than that. So it's been a lot of fun, and we're now looking forward to our favorite all-time spot in our next podcast. But before we get to that, we are going to listen to and talk about a spot we did for Jeopardy. We had just listened to and reviewed and relived a spot for Wheel of Fortune. It's the same client, King World, back, when we first started doing work for them 20 years ago, and eventually they became CBS Television Distribution. They had called us sort of out of nowhere. I guess they had gotten one of our cassette tapes, and I remember the...
I think Michael Aubrey kind of...
brought it to their attention. I remember the call, because I think possibly all three of them were on the phone. Veronica Limeberry, Swampy Hawkins, and Michael Aubrey. And they basically said to us, hey, we got your tape. We'd love to talk to you about maybe doing some work for us. And like I said, this was 20 years ago. So we were only in business for about 5 years and mostly doing agency work and still trying to, you know, land our first big accounts and things like that. And they basically said, why don't you fly out here, you know, this week? And we were like, okay, you know, because it's not cheap to fly out there. And we sort of looked at each other and said, all right, we'll do it. So I flew out there, and I remember sitting in a room with Veronica, Swampy, and Michael, who turned out to be eventually became very, very dear friends of ours. We unfortunately lost Veronica several years back, way too young, which is a whole story in itself. But that whole company has just been so extraordinary to us, and it was the best $2,000 or $3,000 we ever spent in our lives. Over those 20 years, we've done literally hundreds and hundreds of commercials for them, and we've sort of lasted through many regimes. It was theirs, and then after Veronica passed, Swampy jumped in. And to this day, we work with Beth Galvin there, but all under the watchful eye of Harry Friedman, who has just been wonderful to us. He's the executive producer at Sony Pictures TV, and he's really the one all of us kind of answer to. And we've been doing work for that company four times a year during like sweeps periods, predominantly, you know, 90% have been Wheel and Jeopardy. There was some mixed in Hollywood Squares and something like that. We actually, though, were retained a couple times to handle their TV spots, you know, some live action we went out and were on hand for and everything. But for the most part,
Martin Short show thrown in there, too, or a Whoopi show or Roseanne, I think we did.
Oh.
There were some goofy ones that didn't make it as long as Wheel and Jeopardy.
So anyway, we can't go on and on enough about them as a client. And that's the reason a Wheel spot made it as number three in this Jeopardy spot, which we will visit shortly, came in at our second favorite spot of all time. This one was done back in 1998. So it was another very, very early one for King World. The spot we just had featured was done in 97, and Jim and I seem to think that may have been actually the first spot. This was obviously one of the earlier spots for Jeopardy because it was done in 98.
And if you remember, initially we were only doing work for Wheel. Jeopardy wasn't really as steady for the first couple of years. Like we got some, we were sharing it with another vendor, and then ultimately they just gave us everything. But yeah, initially Jeopardy was a little more hit or miss. It wasn't as consistent as Wheel.
So in this spot in particular, this is one of those, and I know we've alluded a couple times to, you know, when we did a certain spot, you hadn't really heard many of them like it prior to that. And that's just... it just is what it is. I mean, it's true. You know, the Star Mart spot, you weren't really hearing lampooning of promo spots or movie trailer spots. This one was sort of one of those sound design as music kind of spots that you do hear quite a bit even today, and occasionally we do them. But literally, this was done almost 20 years ago. And so we're sort of proud of that fact. And it's really, really held up, and it gets a great reaction. It's the most simple spot you can imagine with this simple message at the end. But that's what we like about it so much. It's just so simple. It's one of those, why didn't I think of that kind of spots? If I do say so myself, it was one of our most highly awarded for sure. And I just think overall, it's, you know, one of the best spots we've ever done, which is why it finds its way to number two. It, again, not to sound like a broken record, but it sort of shows our conceptual promo work that we do. This spot in particular was written by another Philadelphia writer, as was a couple in the top five. This one being Nat Gutworth, who's just a brilliant writer. And the spot, as I said, shows his brilliance. But if I do say so, Jeremy Goldsmith really made this spot happen to me. I mean, I was there every step of the way. I was doing my usual producing and hey, try this or that. But he really sunk his teeth into this and really owned it. And I will say that we actually tried to reach out to Jeremy because he worked on a couple of our top fives, and we were unable to find him, unfortunately. But I did want to make sure we gave a shout out to him. And this is one of those rare spots that when I hear it, I never really second guess any of it. Every spot we do, the next day I hear something and it bugs me. And if there's still time on the clock, we try and correct it. And years later, I'll hear a spot that everybody loves or it won a lot of awards and there's a little tiny thing. I'm just never 100% satisfied with any spot we do. And this one came out exactly the way I think it should have. There's really nothing I would do differently about it. Maybe other people would say, hey, why didn't you do and maybe it would have been better. But it was everything I had hoped it would be. And all these years later, I still just, it's a nice, easy spot to sort of listen to. And it's just so clever that I think the world of it. So without further ado, I'd like to play the spot we did. Again, it's for Jeopardy and our great client King World / CBS Television Distribution. It's a spot called Traffic that once again Jeremy Goldsmith worked on for us, and you will hear at the end the great Jim Murtaugh. Here you go.
At the day, everybody wants to be home for Jeopardy.
So right before we played that, I had mentioned Jim Murtaugh, who will make a similar appearance, not to give everything away, in our number one spot, which it sort of actually has some similarities to this spot in terms of the overall kind of structure, I guess. But he's a great sort of wry voice that we use a lot. And have over the years. He used to do all of our Jeopardy, I think, for a time. Yeah. But he was in a little bit of his backstory. He was in Private Parts, the Howard Stern movie, which I always loved. But he's one of those guys that I'm sure people would see and say, oh, my God, that's him. He was in like 30 Rock, The Sopranos, NYPD Blue, Barney Miller, and all this kind of thing. So he's tremendous and just sort of just has to open his mouth, and it's just like this great little twinkle kind of thing that I love. But I do remember that the original idea, if I'm not mistaken, and my memory is not super great when it comes to these, as I'm learning as we revisit these 25, I think the original idea did not have the actual theme in it. It was just car horns and sound effects and things. And that was sort of something Jeremy laid alongside of it and sort of eventually went to it. And I think it's way better for having done that. But I also a small tidbit is you hear there's a little voice in the background yelling occasionally. And that's Jeremy actually making his sort of, you know, cameo, I guess. In any event, I had mentioned before Harry Friedman, the executive producer at Sony Pictures TV. Well, we caught up with him recently, and he had these terrific things to say about us.
One of the great gifts that Oink has is the ability to know how to write in the voice of our shows and of our hosts. I really think it's having a good, solid, fundamental understanding of their clients' needs. And I know that that should go without saying for anybody, but a lot of times vendors don't really take the time to do that. And it does take time, and you have to be a good listener. Clever, original, irreverent.
And so that should do it for this one. We're anxiously awaiting to jump into our 25th installment, so we will sign off for today. That was Jeopardy, spot called Traffic for King World, CBS Television Distribution. And once again, I'd like to give a sort of a mention to Veronica Limeberry, Swampy Hawkins, Michael Aubrey, and Dom Prigitel from way back when as well. And that'll do it. We'll see you for our next and final installment. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.